When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Doing some spring cleaning, wondering if that sports memorabilia collecting dust is trash or treasure. Well, you're in luck because we have the guy who runs Chicago's oldest sports memorabilia store, AU Sports, on Dempster and Morton Grove. Scott Beatty here to answer your questions. And Scott, I imagine with the Final Four going on, you're seeing a lot of basketball fans in the store these days.
You know, basketball is actually the number one selling sport of the last probably 2 years for us, period.
Is that right? And yeah. You got opening day coming soon, so I know a lot of folks are wondering about some old baseball cards and the like. And in a minute here, you can call 312-981-7200. Tell us what you got, and then Scott will tell you if you have trash or treasure. 312-981-7200. What's been the hot item lately, or the hot category, Scott?
As far as memorabilia goes, I mean, you're always going to skew towards autographs. And we just got done doing a big authentication session with PSA, who we've talked about on the air before. So we had a lot of really, really cool autographed items coming through. In fact, probably the coolest was we had an Elvis Presley autographed postcard.
Oh, really? You've mentioned how important it is to get these items authenticated. And there are companies who do that, right?
Yeah, there are. PSA is the leading authenticator in the country. It's our preferred authenticator. There are also a couple other companies. Beckett and JSA are also very good. But if you've got any autographs worth any significant amount of money, put a little bit of extra into them to get them authenticated. That way they are completely 100% sellable.
312-981-7200, and tell us what you got so Scott can tell you if you have trash or treasure. And this question comes up all the time when we have you on, Scott. These items, whether they're baseballs or footballs or basketballs, when they're autographed, how does that play into the value?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're getting, you know, black ink on a dark item, that's never very good. Also, if you're getting baseballs autographed, always get them in a nice blue Bic ballpoint pen. Sharpies are going to bleed into the leather. That is not the way to go. Every single item has really a different sort of pen that works best with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, and then people who collect these old newspapers, any value there at all?
You know what? I get a lot of people asking me, you know, the old Bulls championship papers. Here's the thing. Everybody went out the next morning and bought one of those. So here we are all those years later, and everybody wants to cash in, but everybody has one.
Yeah, it's all about supply and demand, isn't it?
It really is.
Bill in Mount Prospect, what do you have?
I've got a pennant signed by the championship Bulls to include Jordan, Pippen, Cartwright, Grant, that whole team.
I would think that would be of value. Scott?
No, not much value, sure. That's one of the first three pennants, or first three championship teams. Obviously, of course, Grant is on there. But anything with a legit Michael Jordan autograph is definitely in the treasure category. And especially if you get it signed by the whole team, that just takes it to the next level.
And when you're talking about
that, how do I get it validated?
Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Well, we just spoke about PSA, which is an authenticator who is they do a lot of shows during the year. We will actually be seeing them over at AU Sports. They'll be making their next visit to us in July. So you can always contact us, and we can help walk you through it.
AU Sports in Morton Grove. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you listening. And over the years, Michael Jordan autographs, are they more valuable than ever now?
Yeah, you know, they kind of hit a peak for a while there, and then that Last Dance came out a couple years ago, and that just shot him up to the next stratosphere. You know, they've evened out a little bit again, but they're definitely worth more than they were several years ago.
And with the movie coming out about Nike and the shoe, I imagine that's going to help too, won't it?
I think that'll help the shoe market. I mean, if people aren't familiar, there is a whole community of people, they call them shoeheads, who collect Air Jordans.
People collect everything, don't they? It's Scott Beatty, AU Sports, Morton Grove. What do you have? We'll tell you if it's trash or treasure. We'll get back to the phones coming right up at 312-981-7200. WGN. Trash or treasure time. They are lined up on the phone lines for Scott Beatty of AU Sports. AU, the symbol for gold, of course. Let's talk to Sal from Elk Grove. What do you got, Sal?
I've got a signed photo of the 1959 Go-Go White Sox. It was signed by Nelson Fox, Louis Aparicio, Minnie Minoso, and I think Sherm Lawler.
The Go-Go Sox. Sherm wasn't very go-go, but certainly a big part of that team. What's it worth, Scott?
Is it signed by the whole team or just those four?
No, just those guys.
Just as far as still, Nellie Fox and Louis Aparicio are the two key autographs on that team. Yeah, that's worth a couple of $100 for sure, maybe more.
Oh, no kidding.
I always say most items I have to see before I can give any real, super final number, but that's a really cool piece.
Don't toss that. Don't throw it out, Sal. Thanks for listening.
No, I sure won't.
Here's John. Johnny in Wheaton, what do you got?
Hey, I collect fight robes. So I've got three robes, actually worn robes, one from Joe Louis, one from Rocky Marciano, and one from Larry Holmes. The only one I got autographed was Larry Holmes, obviously.
Interesting. What about that, Scott?
We're going to put that on the upper shelf of treasure. We're going to put it up there where nobody can reach it.
So you're talking maybe thousands on that one?
Oh yeah, that's some nice stuff. Especially Joe Louis, that's beautiful.
Wow! All right, John.
I can't even see it, Bob, and I'm calling it beautiful. Look at that.
he's got a treasure. Thanks for the call, John. Let's hear from Kate on the south side. What did you find, Kate?
Well, my mom collected everything, all newspapers, magazine clippings from when Kennedy got assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're worth anything or, I have a Look magazine that has Jackie O on the front of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people save those. Scott, I imagine there are a lot of those floating around. And does that mean it's more trash than treasure, sad to say?
More towards that, unfortunately. You'd have to find the exact right person for those. There are a lot of them out there. We talked before about how people bought these items, even going back into the 60s, when significant events happened and then just hung on to them. So a lot of them just have not kept their value over the years.
Might be spring cleaning time. Thank you, Kate. Appreciate the call. And Scott. you can talk to Control Room Joe about your question there, Kate. In the meantime, Scott from Lakeview has something. What is it, Scott?
Hey, so I used to work for a AAA baseball team back when I was like 12 or 13 years old, and they paid me an autographed baseball. So I have a few hundred autographed baseballs of all different players. Some of them end up making the majors. The ones that didn't, I end up just playing with over the years. But I got some cool ones where 26 of them end up making the majors. Some of them are full team signed balls. I have about seven or so of each ball player. We have a few Cy Young Award guys in there. Black Jack McDowell. I have Doug Mirabelli, the Red Sox.
We get you.
Personal catcher.
Hang on, Scott Beatty.
I have Willie
Trash or treasure. Let's tell him what he's got there.
Probably a mix. I mean, when you've got the guys that didn't make the majors, there's just no market for them. But when you have guys who made the majors, maybe all-star players, Hall of Fame-type level players, and then there's going to be a level of how much they're worth. Without having a list, I couldn't tell you who's who, but I'd be happy to look at a list.
312-981-7200, and Scott is at AU Sports on Dempster and Morton Grove. Bruce is in Zion, Illinois, and what did you find, Bruce?
I have mechanical drawings of Wrigley Field.
Where'd you get those?
They were when my dad passed away, it was amongst all his stuff, so I really don't know where he got them.
Interesting history there. What about it, Scott?
Yeah, I've actually, I think I've seen some similar type items in the past. I mean, it's definitely one of those things that if you ever wanted to get rid of them, that's really a very specific category. I would love to see which ones you have. I've seen some other blueprint type ones, so I'd love to give you an opinion on it, but I'd like to see them as well.
Yeah, all right, Bruce, yeah, we'll give you an email and tell you how to get those to Scott. Let's get to Donna from Wisconsin. Hi, Donna. What do you got?
I have got a Nolan Ryan baseball card, Astros 1981. It says on the back it's 15 of 26. I don't know what that means. It was my husband's. He passed away in December, and I just happened to find it in a few of his treasures. I found a lot of treasures, but I don't know. Is it worth anything?
Trash or treasure, Scott?
I'm afraid that one's going to go towards the trash section.
Oh,
that's probably only worth $2 to $3. The 15 of 26 means there were 26 cards in that little subset, and he just happened to be card number 15. Any cards that are in the 80s, that's the era of mass production. There's not a whole lot of them that are worth a whole lot of money in that decade.
Sorry, Donna. Keep searching. Keep spring cleaning.
Have a great day.
You too. And we'll have Scott Beatty back again soon for Trash or Treasure. Meantime, if you want to get in touch with Scott or email him a photo or a question, what's the best way to reach you, Scott?
The best way to reach me is always my email, which is just very simple. The name of the shop, which is AU Sports, AUSPORTS at AOL.com. I check that constantly. If you want to call, we're 847-647-8311.
Always interesting. Thank you, Scott. Happy happy baseball opening day to you.
Yes, happy opening day to you, Bob.
Go Cubs, go Sox.